Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1611, air date November 14th, 2025.
Okay, good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva Ayadure. Welcome to our town hall. It's 8 p.m. and we do these town halls twice a day on every Thursday. I think we're sharing everyone, right? People should be able to see all the other people in the town hall. Am I right, Nicholas?
Yes.
Okay. So if we bring back the graphic again, today's talk is going to be on a theme that I'm going to keep using about the middle. The middle works and the left and right don't. And we're going to talk about that. Who is the middle? And what do I mean about this? We can go back to the town hall. So first of all, I want to welcome everyone to the town hall. We do these every Thursdays. You can sign up for the town hall by going to vashiva.com/orientation so you can participate. All the people in the town hall are encouraged to bring other people. People know that I'm running for Senate in Massachusetts, and this is the third in a series of videos. In the description of these videos, it'll relate to the one I did last Thursday. And the one last Thursday, our production team should make sure it relates to the previous one. But just to give you a quick summary, the first video in the series, we launched on the concept of fairness. And we exposed the fact that Massachusetts is the center of the swarm's headquarters of its intellectual capabilities of people who actually, frankly, fuck over everyone else, not only in Massachusetts, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. And we're talking about the academic Brahmin class of professors, tenured professors at places like MIT and Harvard, two of the most important institutions which control economics, science, technology, thinking. And everyone should go watch that video. And then last week, we went further into it and we described some of the mechanics of that. But today, what I want to talk about in this series is the middle. I want to go into this. If we go back again to the graphic, it says the middle works and the left and right don't. And I'm working on a very cool graphic design with some of our folks that you'll see coming out shortly, but I don't want to give that away. So what do I mean by this? The middle works and the left and right don't. All right. If you can visualize in your mind's eye, on the left, you have, you know, it's typically in the United States, and you can apply the left everywhere. In the United States, it's a symbol of the donkey, which is the Democratic Party. And on the right, the symbol is that of the elephant, which is a Republican Party. And what I want to propose is when you're visualizing this, the left today in the United States includes characters like AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders, this new guy, Mamdani, Elizabeth Warren. Those are the people who represent the so-called left. On the right, who are the characters? Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Tucker Carlson, Epstein, okay? And what's interesting is the left doesn't want to work. In fact, they want to tell people not to work, okay? So the left tells people how to work the system. If you're put in prison, they have changed the rules that you could do a horrible crime and you get out quickly. They teach people who do not work how to collect disability, how to collect free food. Not to say some people don't need help, but essentially the left is about getting people not to work. Okay? And the right rightfully attacks the left for that. And people on the right, one group of the working classes. Yeah, look at these scumbags. I work and these people don't, and they're drawn to the right. However, if you go to the right, you have people like Trump, who grew up with a silver spoon, or Tucker Carlson. You have people who move capital around all day, who network. They don't work, but they network. Okay, they go to the right parties. They go to the right schools. In fact, they get into Harvard and colleges like that with their mama and papa paying them to get in so they can become part of a pedigree. You see, so the left works the system and the right networks, but they neither of them work. And obviously the left attacks the right for that. They say, oh, look at Jared Kushner, or look at Elon Musk, or look at Tucker Carlson. And by the way, the right is supported, was networked by Epstein, okay? So the right, so one wing of the middle, the working class, gets very intrigued by the left. But here's the thing, if you go back to the title, the middle works. What do I mean by that? In the middle, if you go back to the graphic that we have for today's talk, the middle is you, I, the plumber, the electrician, the entrepreneur, the IT worker, the salesperson, the nurse, the doctor, all of us who actually get up and work. We actually go to work. We make a salary. We pay our taxes. We actually pay by the rules. We play by the rules. They don't. So the middle actually works. This is so in our face. The left doesn't work and the right doesn't work, but the middle works. And who's representing the middle? Nobody. And yet, the middle, who works so hard, is naive. One wing of the middle gets split to support the right, MAGA. And the other wing gets caught up in supporting the left. And this is why the condition of the middle working class is getting worse and worse and worse over the last 55 years since 1970, close to the wages of the middle working people has gone down in such a way that if you look at the delta as GDP grew and as wages of the middle have actually gone down relative to inflation, it's been a delta of $47 trillion. Okay? So $47 trillion got taken from the middle to the right, to Wall Street, and to those people who don't work. And this is right in our face. Yet in the middle of all this, people still keep getting divided. They get caught up in the rhetoric of the left, which may sound true, and they get caught up in the rhetoric of the right. And our movement, Shiva for Senate, my run for Senate in 2026, and Truth Freedom Health is the only force on this planet which is fighting for the middle. You could take the same philosophy and apply it to the United Kingdom. You have the Conservative Party and you have the Labour Party. You could apply it to India. Congress Party claims they're for the people and the BJP. You could apply this everywhere. So our movement, like the concept of the middle works, the middle, it's a double entendre, which means the middle is the only thing that works, and the middle is the only group of people that are actually working. So our emphasis, you know, as we wrote, end out this year and 2026, is to really educate people to start having respect for the fact that we do all the fucking work and they don't. And to start waking up the middle class and the working people. Why are you supporting Donald Trump? Why are you supporting Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders has never held a job in his life. Neither has Jared Kushner, except moving money around, or Donald Trump, or Tucker Carlson, any of these people. They don't really work. Anything they've gotten, it's been at the behest of our taxpayer dollars. And so we got to get that really clear, that neither of these people work. We work, they don't. Left and right don't work. The middle does work. And we're at a very critical point because they don't work, they don't value labor, they don't value skills, they don't value hard work, They actually want to eliminate humans from working. This is what the goal of AI is. 25 million jobs are going to be lost over the next 7 to 10 years. That's a shitload of jobs. They don't want the middle to work. They want people on UBI, or they want people investing in crypto or something else like that. They don't want people actually working for a living. So that's where this is all headed. And they don't want people to work. They want people to not work. So it's extremely important that we mobilize people to actually start working to fight for our interests. So our Senate campaign in 2026 is going to be based on, in Massachusetts, getting everyone to recognize this concept and have a very, very big victory. So it's a very simple concept, but it's a very deep concept. We, the middle, work. They don't work. Stop respecting them. And understand, the middle works, and we need to unite against the left and the right. Before this call, I was having a conversation with one of our warrior scholars who tomorrow or Saturday, we're going to be doing the second day of the flat earth versus round earth. And he's on the flat earth side. And I think he's realizing, at least he's very honest, that he's a conscious and competent now, meaning you come to the realization that the educational system wants to really, really make people dumb. And as a part of that, doing real science is really hard work. I'll repeat that. Doing real science is hard work. It's no different than digging a ditch or mowing a lawn or doing construction. It's fucking hard work. And you have to look at an observation, then you got to do this painstaking work of understanding mathematics, formulating a mathematical equation, which requires a ton of work, ton of skill. And then you got to go do an experiment. Then you have to gather data, organize the data, and see if the data matches your equation. And if it doesn't, you're just wrong, you know? And if it is, you found something new. But the process of doing science is laborious. And what has happened is that, again, the people on the left and right, and they both have grifters, they think that just because they say something, it's true. And if, I don't know if you guys saw on Saturday, we did this flat earth, round earth conference. And my whole intention of doing this was to teach people the scientific method. And the flat earthers, we had a lot of people said they were going to show up, but they didn't show up. And then one guy who did show up, the work that he presented wasn't, in fact, his work. He was using someone else's work who was banned from coming because they were part of a flat earth group which was threatening to kill people who came out against their concept. So I was sharing with him that you got to take this seriously and you got to look at the work. And you have to look at what people do, not what they say. And when it comes to science, as in any other field, a true scientist takes a lot of hard work. People go into the lab for 50 years and they won't discover anything. And then suddenly, over many, many years of doing that hard work, something unravels and they discover something. But that's real science. But you have people now, rightfully so, who distrust government and authority. Some people are using that to just say wackadoodle shit without any backing, to actually decredibilize even the real things that should be questioned. So on Saturday, we'll be finishing up that flat earth, round earth thing. But the whole goal here is to teach people that work, to do the work, whether it's to build a software program, whether it's to take care of your kids or walk the dog or do plumbing or do electrical work. This is like work. And I can assuredly tell you that the so-called people who represent the left want to get people on disability who don't need to be on there, FMLA, all this government programs, so people don't work and criminals get out. So in some sense, again, I say the right attacks them, but the right is not interested in resolving it. They just want to keep the left-right narrative, and same with the left. So we're heading into a world where the working people need to stop. They need to fucking take time out and say, I'm not supporting either of these fools. I'm going to support someone from my class, meaning the people actually do the work. Okay? And that's where we're at. That's why the Shiva for Senate 2026, we're going to win that race. But we're not going to win it by me doing all the work or five volunteers or 10. We're going to do it by going to those people who say, oh, yeah, I like Dr. Shiva. I'm glad he exposed the backdoor portal to Twitter. I'm so happy with his videos on health. We're going to go to those people, working people, and saying, you need to get off your butt. And now you need to do the work to fight for yourself, which is to go get other people to support us. So it's going to be a truly bottoms-up campaign. And people are going to experience what it means to work for themselves versus working for the left or the right. And so that's what's getting very, very exciting, is the middle works, the left and right don't, and it's time for the middle to work for themselves, which is us, and to recognize that neither the elites, the academic elites, are going to resolve this, nor the left or the right. If anything, we need to blow away the left and the right. We need to completely shatter them. And the good news is, the left and the right are being so obvious in their malevolence on how they want to treat working people. If you look at this guy, Mamdani, one in New York, he immediately put on his cabinet and his board all the old guard, you know, from Bloomberg's campaign, from Eric Adams' campaign, etc. And he said that he was going to, you know, give free transportation to people, buses. But the governor is the only one who passes that. He clearly knew that could not be done. Moreover, if you look at this guy, Mamdani, and I didn't know this, his mother, Mira Nair, is basically Hollywood elite. She's the one who directed him. He was a fucking actor. His mother is a world famous director. All of his entire campaign was directed by his mother. So he's a character that was made up. And on the right, you're seeing the fact that Megyn Kelly says, oh, pedophilia, essentially getting ready to defend Trump, is only if you're under 9 years old. So, but if you had sex with a 15-year-old, that's not pedophilia. That's a level of incompetence and disgusting nature that they're coming to. And you can go see the depravity of the right who so-called have Christian values. So it's a really, really opportune time to educate people, to have respect, particularly the middle, that we need to rise up and we need to value our work. And that's why the Shiva for Senate 2026 campaign is going to be so powerful, because we're going to give people the opportunity to work for themselves. That's the message for today. We can take any questions, Nicholas.
Everyone, please put your questions in the chat. Do not raise your hand. We will only be taking questions if they are sent in the chat.
Thanks.
Message your questions to any of the co-hosts or Dr. Shiva so we can answer them.
Yep. And just to let everyone know, the other one important news I want to make people aware of. Some of you may know in 2020, I represented myself in court, in the court of a federal judge by the name of Judge Wolf. And we're at that point is the one where we filed the lawsuit against Twitter and the Secretary of State of Massachusetts for throwing us off Twitter by using the backdoor censorship portal. We had clear evidence. That's why we won the preliminary injunction. Judge Wolf, in those court rulings, and you can go listen to the transcripts, he said, wow, you've done an amazing job representing yourself. He goes, this case will go down in history. It'll be taught in every courtroom. Then Judge Wolf proceeded to appoint me a lawyer. And he represented it to me that this lawyer would ensure that my cases were either done better than I could do them. So to survive appellate review in the Supreme Court. Anyway, I took on this lawyer, even though I didn't need him. When a federal judge says that, you take it seriously. And that lawyer was supposed to make my case tighter, you know, make it even more scholarly. 3 days before that lawsuit hearing, this lawyer appointed by federal Judge Wolf says I should drop all the claims against the government, which is the entire case. I had to fire this guy, and within 3 days, write about 400, 500 pages of briefs, which is crazy. I don't think I got one day of sleep over 3 days. Anyway, going to court, and Wolf was setting me up. He did not want me to go against the government. That's why he brought in this attorney, and it was a honeypot. He was trying to compromise me. And he and the other attorneys on the other side are speaking on behalf of the lawyer I fired, why I fired him. Anyway, Wolf then threatened me with criminal proceedings if I didn't drop the case. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing this up is a day before yesterday, and this is, I think, pretty historic, Wolf, the scumbag who screwed us, is stepping down from being a judge to claim that he believes Trump is destroying democracy. Therefore, he's going to step down from the bench to have a civilian position to fight for democracy. Now, understand, this scumbag, Judge Wolf, is the one who fucked over our case, okay? Which was the most important case of the century, fighting for free speech. And now Trump is obviously a fascist, but it's quite compelling. So I think next week I'll be doing a pretty big podcast with Clayton Morris of Redacted. Clayton left Fox News, and he has his own show, but he's a good guy, relatively good guy. You know, he still has these nonsense that he says stupid things, but nonetheless, that's going to be happening. And the week after that, I'm going to be down in Texas doing a podcast with a very cool oral surgeon on health, and then another one in Mexico. So we're going to be getting out doing these very important podcasts on health and politics again. And if you see people who want to put us on, let us know. But we're going to be driving this message about fairness, driving this message about working people, driving this message about the future. We have to unite, and the fact that the Senate campaign in 2026 in Massachusetts is extremely important, and we're going to win it because a senator in the United States has equal, in some ways, more power than the president of the United States. They can do quite an incredible amount of things, and they don't report to anyone. So that's why the Senate campaign is going to be important. Everyone here should be getting involved to help us mobilize votes in Massachusetts now. Zach, any questions? I don't see any.
I got none so far.
Andy Bueno says, it's obvious that the things Zionists want us as a cashless society and moving us in digital ID and also digital currency, what can we do as a bottoms-up movement? So look, the observation you're making, Andy, we've been saying that probably 6 years ago. Now every Tom, Dick, and Harry says, First of all, people didn't use the word Zionists. They would call people Jews. And we're the ones who clearly explained to people the difference between Zionism and Judaism. We talked about this digital cage. But any idiot can talk about that now. Every grifter is talking about that. The issue is, what do you do? Well, first of all, you have to mobilize the bottoms-up movement. But a lot of people do not know what a bottoms-up movement is. They've never experienced it. Like, they hear me say that, but they don't know what it is. A bottoms-up movement involves you, the individual, talking to your neighbors, talking to your friends and family. And you don't need social media for that. Offline, and getting them mobilized. So the only person in the United States, and it's just a fact, who's been consistent for 40 years talking about all these issues, fighting and winning, which is what we talked about in our last talk, is me and our movement. So we have my leadership still. We have our movement, and amazing leaders are coming up, and we must win this United States Senate race. So let's focus our energy on winning the Senate race, because there's 100 U.S. senators and the United States controls the world. One U.S. senator, a lone senator, can have massive impact, especially backed by all of us. So we got to focus on that right now over the next 12 months and win the United States Senate race and make sure in that process, all of you actually understand what is a bottoms-up movement. Because, yeah, we know about Zionists. Yeah, we know about digital. This is all old shit. We've already talked about it. Let's talk about winning this race and giving people the inspiration of what a bottoms-up movement is. Noel says, will you vote a senator to eliminate the filibuster? No, I think the filibuster is a good thing to have. I think it's a weapon that you can get up and talk, and it allows an individual to have power. Suresh says, why don't you like progressives? I don't know what you mean by progressives. When we talk about the left of Bernie Sanders, the left of AOC and Mamdani, the word progressives is such a widely used term. These people are actually fake socialists. True socialism is the working people rising up bottoms up. What they're talking about is top-down government takeover of industry. That's state capitalism. So they're really not progressive. They're actually fascists on both wings. So that's Lynette on YouTube. Next one, someone on YouTube said, will the economy, jobs, wages need to be reorganized to provide work opportunities for so many? How would you reorganize the economy and living wages? Okay, so this is a really good question, because the direction that society is going is not being decided by we the people. It's being decided by imperialists who see society as a big profit and loss statement. They have revenue that they generate. The expenses are human labor. And the profit is the revenue that they generate minus the cost of human labor. If they can eliminate the cost of human labor or reduce it significantly, that's what they want to do. So understand that the enemy is not interested in advancing human culture, human relationships, kindness, any type of connectedness between human beings. It's purely a profit and loss model. And both wings are like this. One wing wants to ensure that you eliminate labor. You get rid of people, and people are essentially consuming without having to work. That's the left. And on the right, people ultimately just want to eliminate all of it. In terms of reorganizing the economy and living wages, this is something that needs to be decided by we the people. We don't even have that structure right now. This is why it's important. You can't even get to this without a bottoms-up movement. And this is why our winning the Senate race is going to be important. Is people say, holy shit, Those people won a United States Senate race. By the way, United States Senate race, typically, they're raising 50 to 75 million. We're going to do with very, very minimal money, nowhere near that. And that shows the power of labor over capital. So my point is that that question about how would you reorganize the economy and living wages, you can't even get to that question until you understand that we need to build a bottoms-up movement to even be able to reorganize the economy and get living wages. It's not going to come top-down. The second question, the next question is on YouTube by Felsenberg is, what are Dr. Shiva's spiritual beliefs? The core of my spiritual beliefs is you reap what you sow. Now, you can say that's in the Bible, but it's the law of karma. It's also independent of that, the law of action and reaction. For every action, there's an equal and opposite, reaction. That's the core of what I believe. That means it comes down to fairness, which is what our movement and our campaign is about. Fairness. That's the ultimate spiritual belief, which means you serve, you do good deeds, you should receive the fruits of your good deeds. Those people who don't do good deeds, those people who are leeches and parasites, should get nothing. In fact, they should get negative action for something like that. But we live in a world right now where it's all upside down. The people who manipulate, the people who are leeches and parasites, are actually profiting. And the people who do all the work are not getting their just rewards. So we live in a very unspiritual world right now. You could argue we live in a world of ungodliness, because people right now, if you look at what's going on with the stock market, the whole thing's manipulated. Michael Burry, the guy who did The Big Short, just closed down his fund because he says it's all manipulated. He goes, he can't even apply principles to trade in the stock market because people are actually making up earnings. And that's what he accused the AI people of. So we live in a world where the level of depravity, the level of people who don't work or profiting, has gotten to the point where it's against any type of spiritual laws. Next question on Rudy is, Dr. Shiva talks about owning the means of production. Can he, as a senator, support this for the working people, or is this something each one of us just has to do himself? Yeah, so look, the middle, the people who work, we deserve to own the means of production, and we deserve to direct that. Right now, we don't. What that means is this has to be done collectively. As a senator, having access, the kind of power you have access to, you can talk about this in a much broader framework, not only to the people of Massachusetts, but of the United States, but to the world. You have an opportunity to take everything we've done. Let me just make this other point, Rudy. I don't need to be United States Senator. I'm putting my hat in because everything I'm doing now is what a senator should be doing. We're the ones who created the Clean Food Certified movement to really help people understand what is clean food. We run the Open Science Institute. We're going after solving every major disease, independent of my being a senator. We're the ones who created the integration of Eastern and Western medicine. From a capability standpoint, we're already doing stuff to help people's health and science and freedom, okay? The lawsuits we've done. But by being a senator, we can do more of this to help more people. And in order to do that, I'm not going to do it by myself. I'm not going to even, in this election, I'm here. I've tossed my hat in the ring. But what we're saying, Rudy, is people need to do the campaigning to make sure a candidate of my caliber who cares for people gets elected. And they don't want really competent people getting elected. So that's how I can support this concept of people mobilizing themselves to get their means of production. And Mamdani and AOC talk about this, but what they're talking about is top-down government owning it, not bottoms-up. Someone said, Jackson, no disrespect, but wouldn't a backdoor to Twitter be necessary for security purposes? Or is your problem with how it was used against you? No. So here's the deal. This is Jackson. Very, very good question. So his question is, so basically what happened is, so this was the background, Jackson. What took place was in, and I think you need to understand the larger background, that communications between individuals, one-on-one or one-to-many, was supposed to be done in a framework that the government could not interfere in that. If they did, that's a violation of the First Amendment. Let me repeat that again. The government, if I want to communicate with Zach, or if I want to communicate with Zach and Nicholas and a bunch of other people, I should be able to communicate with them without the government controlling that speech. Okay? Prior to 1776, the crown controlled speech, and they did it through the crown's postal service, which, by the way, Benjamin Franklin was the postmaster general. And the crown would open up letters, read them, and suppress communication. Well, in 1787, after the American Revolution, an organization called the United States Postal Service was created. And it was created to manifest in flesh the First Amendment. First Amendment's interesting, right? Okay, freedom of right to assemble, speech, all those kind of things. But how do you make that happen? So they created this interesting technology infrastructure known as the United States Postal Service, where for pennies or less, one person could send communication to another person, or one to many, like newsletters. And on top of that, in 1787, they also created a police force that if anyone who ran that infrastructure opened, unsealed, or stopped communications, which is what the British Crown was doing, they would be thrown in jail for 22 years. Quite powerful. So the Postal Service, which I've talked about for nearly 30, 40 years, is a very powerful infrastructure. The government should not be doing that. So what has happened is with the advent of social media, the anti-democratic forces wanted to figure out a way to be able to violate the First Amendment. So what they did was they allowed private companies to take over a vast majority of communications, which is what the Postal Service was doing. Okay? And the Postal Service, and I told them in 1997, and again in 2011, I said, particularly 1997, I said, the Postal Service should create an infrastructure for digital communications equivalent to social media and email, which would be protected by the laws that Congress instituted, which means no one could intercept those. I was 29 at the time. They didn't listen to me. And what ended up happening was private companies owned digital communications, Hotmail, Microsoft, Google, Facebook, YouTube. Basically, four companies emerge that all the communication that used to go through paper moved to electronic. In 1997, that's when the change took place. So now, private companies who also have First Amendment rights were controlling communication. And if they decided to knock somebody out, like say, Zach, you can no longer communicate to Nicholas, on Facebook or Hotmail, they could do that. And Zach has no recourse because they're a private company. All right. So once you understand that, this is where it gets interesting to answer in a long-winded way, Sean, your question, is that government was never supposed to have any right to suppress anyone else, which is what Britain was doing. So what they did was these technology platforms were deemed to be social media platforms, and they got Section 230 immunity. And in return for Section 230 immunity given to them by the United States government, the government said, you will give us a portal where if we don't like certain people, we will tell you and you will shut them down. Now, here's the amazing loophole that they created. So when, and this is why this wasn't about me. I think you said, was a problem that it was against you. Jackson, if you know me, I fought for other people's rights independent of whether it affected me or not. Okay. That's who I am. But so what government did was here, I was exposing the fact that the government of Massachusetts had deleted ballot images, which is a violation of 52 USC 20701. So the government of Massachusetts wanted to silence me, a private citizen, no different than King George wanting to silence Benjamin Franklin. Now, First Amendment does not allow government to silence me. So they contacted Twitter to do it. Now, here's the problem. We have direct evidence they had Twitter do it. Were it not for the government, Twitter would not have done it. Okay? So that's gross violation of the First Amendment. But the reason they created the intermediary of these private companies is just so they could launder censorship. So if I didn't have that evidence, which we had in courtroom testimony, they could say, we didn't do it, Your Honor. Twitter silenced Dr. Shiva, and Twitter has the right to do that. You see? So this is what they've done. Government has created backdoor portals to private companies to silence U.S. citizens. And if the social media companies do it, and you can't prove it, government sent that message, they can say, we didn't do it, they did it. They're a private company. This is what's dangerous. And my lawsuit discovered this in 2020. Fucker Carlson, when we told him about our victory, he concealed it. And they waited 2 years to take our story and own it, which was called the Twitter files. And then they could suppress the larger story. So that's why this is important. Sean Nolan, Oregon Warrior Scholar from Truth From Health says, what do you think the effect of CDBC will have on unions, workers' rights, and freedom in general? CBDC's centralized bank digital currency. Look, I've talked about this before, but here's the bottom line. If you look what's going on in the United States, they want to de-dollarize. And this is why crypto, precious metals, gold, silver price is going up, because the elites are moving their capital into these new asset classes. And I've done a couple of videos on this. And the goal here is to move people into digital. And once you can move people into digital, you can obviously then in the United States, I did a whole video on this following the Charlie Kirk set of events on stablecoin. So the goal is the United States government will de-dollarize, move things to digital. And with digital, obviously you can connect it to all sorts of social media scores and control people. The question is, what will it do to workers' rights and freedom? Well, obviously it's going to affect workers' rights and freedom. Most of the unions, let's be clear, since 1970 do not represent workers. There's a union, and then there's a union leadership. To be specific, the union leadership no longer represents workers. They actually collude with Wall Street. Next question is, does Dr. Shiva believe that there's a firmament above the earth? So let's look at this question with water. I don't know what you mean, fucking believe. It gets back to the thing. You have to, whatever you believe, you have an observation. If you want to believe it, you have to follow the scientific method. You may want to go, someone may put a link to the video we did on last Saturday. You have to understand, this is Nurse D, what is the scientific method? The scientific method begins with an observation. So D, if you believe, or you have some observation that you think there's a firmament with water, and if you think it's water, that's a hypothesis. You would then have to design an experiment and have a hypothesis revealed in a mathematical formulation that you could then go do experiments that could validate or invalidate that. Next, this coming Saturday, we'll be doing part two of the Flat Earth Round Earth. And what is happening is the so-called flat earthers are realizing, A, they're really ignorant, or B, they've been bullshitting people, and their bullshitting days are going to be over. And I got into this because I was really, really appalled by the lack of science education. But if you want to ask a question about the natural world and what's going on, you have to follow the scientific method. And that's how we come to reality, D. So it's not my belief, right? It is, and even if you have spiritual beliefs, true spiritualists or masters will tell you, you have to test these things yourself. You have to apply the scientific method to everything. It can't just be based on random, ideas. You have to apply it, test it, with the concept of an observation, with a hypothesis, with doing experiments, getting results, and ultimately evidence is reproducible predictions. That's what actual evidence is, reproducible predictions. All right, I think I'm going to end there, Zach. But I encourage everyone to recognize, as a part of this talk, be it doing science, be it building a building, be it taking care of a family, all these things take work, a lot of details, a lot of little minutiae. And that's what makes us working people. These other people don't want to work, or they want to use us to work. The right wants to do that, and the left doesn't want to work. We have to work. And we know the amount of effort it takes to do anything, be it in a household, be it in the professional world. And we have respect for labor. We have respect for work. They don't. So it's very, very important that working people recognize this concept, even though it's front and center. We defend it, we protect it, and we unite to fight the forces of people who do not support work. They actually hate the slogan, reap what you sow. They don't want to reap anything. They just want to sow. They just want to collect. They're parasites. We actually do the work. These people are absolute parasites. They don't want to follow God's law or natural law. They just want to, reap, reap, reap. They don't want to sow anything. That's what I meant to say. They don't want to do any work. They just want to reap. They want to reap from your labor. And that's what's wrong with the way they operate. All right. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you, Dr. Stephen.
Yeah, Zach, I just want to, Zach's one of our leaders out of West Virginia. All of these orientations, we have a very powerful leadership team that's developing. And part of Zach's training and what he's into is to running these meetings. And it takes a lot of training to do that, organization. But we have a very deep organization, technology infrastructure, solutions infrastructure. We have many, many different solutions that all of you can be part of delivering. This is a global movement which has scientific solutions, solutions for health, solutions for your body, solutions for actually figuring out what is truth. So get involved. There's nothing like this on the planet. And I'll tell you this, our movement is by working people for working people, or people who worked for a living at one point and are retired. There's no one here who's a trust fund kid and is just doing this because, gee whiz, everyone has to work for a living. This is the only movement of its kind like this on the planet. And that's why we're going to be successful. And that's why anyone here needs to get involved and bring other people to this movement for us to succeed. Thank you.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within. And the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.
Welcome to VA Shiva,
VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.